Oh, are we on?
Yes.
Are we recording?
Also, yes.
Okay.
We're live.
Are you introducing?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I never introduce.
Yeah, do it.
I'm excited. Okay. Hi. Welcome back to This Might Be Toxic.
Yeah.
I hated that.
That was good. Good to fucking see you, buddy. It's been a while.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
When's the last time we hung out?
Why are you saying it so aggressively?
when is the last time we hung out?
I don't know.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, you kind of like flaky.
Yeah, I found guy friends, which is nice.
You did? New ones?
Yeah, I've needed bro time.
Where'd you find them? The men's bathroom? Yeah.
I found them on that app for JCPenney's bathroom.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a gay gangbang, but I just rolled up like, I just need friends.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, are they really new friends?
No, yeah, it's been really cool, actually. I needed bro time.
Where did you find them, for real?
My buddy was like, hey, do you want to go kayaking the river? Like, a couple dudes from work want to go. And I'm like, I'm fucking down. Like, I've been wanting to do shit like that forever. And then I met them, and they were all super nice. And they were just fucking...
And now you're all in a group chat?
Yeah, we are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
What do you guys talk about?
Nonsense. It's just dude shit. And then, like, you know,
like titties.
No, guys don't even talk about shit.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Guys talk about dicks.
No, exactly. Yeah, we just send dick pics to
each other.
Yeah,
we're so it's like, that kind of group.
Yeah, and then we like give shout outs to the biggest.
Do you?
Yeah, it's like exclamation
points. Is there the alpha male in the group?
No, we're just like, you know, we just support each other.
Oh,
yeah, but it's been nice. What have you been up to?
Not much. What have I been up to? I don't
dating.
Oh, yeah, dating. I went on a date.
How'd it go?
I thought it went really well, but I haven't heard from him since.
give me the key indicators of why you thought it went well.
Oh, because, like, I don't know. We went to dinner, and it was really fun, and we laughed the whole time and had a great sense of humor and kissed at the end of the night. Nothing else happened, and he took me home, and I thought it went great.
Yeah, I don't want to get the fuck out of there, too.
Oh! I'm just kidding. I didn't feel like he was rushing out, but who knows? I did make him take a shot of Fireball.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, no, I thought it went good, but we'll see, I guess.
Do you like him?
I think I like him, yeah. I was really excited the next day. I was like, wow, I went on my first really good date. And then never heard from him again.
This is why it's fun having girlfriends, because I always get the question of, like, do you think he's ghosting me? Like, I don't know. I can only assume that he's not.
I mean,
it's only been a day.
Well, technically yesterday, but he texted me yesterday, like, how are you feeling? But then today rolled around and he watched all my stories, but hasn't said anything to me.
Yeah, girls always do that. Girls are like, he watches all my stories still. What does that mean?
Yeah, so what does that mean?
Listen, if I asked Taylor the same question, he would be like, we don't talk about, like, there's not been one guy where it's like, I've watched all of her stories today.
So you're obviously, like, purposely ghosting.
What makes you think that he's watching your story, though? Because, like, you know how, like, when you watch people's stories and it just scrolls to... I've watched people's stories on accident, I didn't mean to. I've left stories scrolling while I was in the shower.
Oh, I've never done that.
Oh, yeah. I'll, like, click one, and then I'll just set my phone down, and it'll roll through everybody.
Oh.
Here's a view for you.
Okay.
But I'm not saying that's what he's doing. I'm just saying.
Maybe that's the case.
Also, some guys, like, try to, like, you know, you don't want to seem too eager, so you'll, like, be like, I'm gonna wait. A week. I'm gonna chill.
That's so weird.
Yeah. You know
why though?
Because you guys get the ick real quick. You guys get the ick very fast. Women get the ick over everything. You're too eager, you're not eager enough. There's a hard
I don't know. I feel like as you get older it changes. Maybe when I was younger I would have got the ick if you were like too into me. But now that I'm older and I've just been through all the bullshit, I just be straight up. Like, you like me, I like you too. Cool. Like, can we not do the games?
Could literally tell you about somebody that really likes you that you got the ick from.
I was into the fact that he really liked me, and then he pretended like he didn't like me, and that was the problem. Didn't like me.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. But I also know people that, you know, probably didn't show anything at all, and you were like, that's the one. That's the guy for me.
Oh, not now. I wouldn't do that.
I know. But I'm just, you see how it changes?
Well, what
You'd be confused too.
What are your icks? Okay. Have you ever been on a date that seemed like it went really well and then just ghosted her after the first date, even if you guys didn't hook up or anything?
When I was broke.
Okay, well, no.
I'm just saying, yeah. Because, like, even if it went well, I'm like, I can't do anything.
Okay, but, like, what's, like, if you're on a date with a girl, what's a turnoff? Like, a serious one that you're like, oh, I don't want to do this again.
Oh.
Can you think of a time?
Super into yourself. We already talked about this before, but, like,
yeah.
Super into yourself, like, extremely materialistic, bad breath, bad odor. Like, those are ones where I'm not calling you back. If you didn't take, look, I don't care about what you wear. I don't care about, like, what you're talking, like, nothing like that. But if you can't take care of yourself, like, I'm going to brush my teeth before a date. Everything. Yeah. You know, I feel like that's common courtesy. But if your breath smells like your ass, I'm going to go ahead and head out.
Yeah. Is that the two main ones?
Yeah. I don't think, me and Taylor were talking about this too. I don't think guys have a lot of icks. Like, we really don't notice a lot of shit that.
You definitely have icks, and there are things that turn you off about a girl, and you're just like,
yeah, but it would have
see
to
you
be,
later.
Yeah, but it would have to be like very detrimental, like bad breath. But like, I've heard girls say like, oh my God, he came to the date and in board shorts.
Is there, have you ever had sex with someone and something about that time really turned you off about them?
Mm.
What turns you off during sex?
Over theatrics.
Why do girls do that?
Why do people do it? I know dudes
do it. Is it because they watch too much porn?
I don't know. They think it like turns people on. Like, I don't like daddy. I hated that word. That word makes me sad. You know what I mean? Like, there's very few girls. I don't know if people know this, but there's very few girls I can get away with saying daddy correctly.
I don't know why it like icks me out. I think I like... I had one boyfriend that wanted me to call him that, and I was 25 and he was 47. It was a little too real.
Yeah.
You know?
little... You might be.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten blood work done? We have similar eyes.
Yeah.
They want you to?
Wanted me to. And
call
then that really made it feel like he had a weird fetish. But whatever. I'm down for the fetishes.
I don't think
let's talk about fetishes.
Okay, we can do that.
Do you have one?
Facials.
Feet?
Facials.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Like you like to like give girls facials?
Yeah.
Oh my God. In the eyes with them open?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's only been one person.
Oh my.
No, I would never.
You're
do
like
that.
Open.
No, I'm a gentleman.
You're like dog. Open your eyes, bitch.
No, one girl held her eye open like a contact and she was like, dude, funny enough, she was tatted. It was like,
what
God.
Is this Fear Factor?
No, she's just fucking demented.
What?
But I was down.
She's like,
yeah.
Go ahead.
It looked like an optometrist appointment.
And you were like, okay. You're like, oh my God, I can't
stop. This is the greatest thing ever. No, it was good.
What?
It's so funny because I always hear girls say, like, I would never. And I was like, I can't think of one that hasn't. Maybe like one or two that haven't done it. Other than that,
in the eyes?
Much, no, not in the eyes, like face, just in general.
They're so like, she's
so
just
disrespectful.
Like
this? Why'd you make the face with it? For those of everybody that's not, for that people that are just listening, she's making this like O face, like she's shocked.
Zoom in on this, Taylor. I'm never posting that part of cutting it.
No.
Ew.
No, she was cool.
So that's, but you like when their eyes are open?
No, it doesn't matter to me. I just like the face thing. I don't know why.
I'm definitely closing my eyes.
Yeah. That eating vagina is cool. That's like a fetish of mine. But other than that, I don't know. I don't really have like
you're
kinks.
Such a pick me bitch.
No, I don't really
I'm
care.
Just, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm not even doing anything. It's just fucking. Those would be my two. Boobs. I don't know if titties are. I thought our guys just like tits.
Well, that's not a fetish. A fetish is something that's a little specific. So facials.
Facials would be like my number one.
Okay.
For sure. Yours? Can't wait for the family to hear this.
I just like them a little older.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's not that bad. I feel like that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I like older.
But I'm learning to like get away from that now that I'm getting older. 35 to 40 is actually my age group. So
now we're just peers.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
When you get a MILF at 30, like it's like, oh shit, you're just my age.
Yeah.
Like we went to high school together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think like I think a dude's like, you can be a fucking solid 50-year-old man that looks like good.
Most all of like the majority of my exes are all in their 40s,
yeah.
Now 50s. But now I've like started to date men in their 30s, which I feel like is more appropriate. I think
You think you dove in? You think you've gotten out of like the goth look?
The goth look?
Not goth. I don't know what it like.
Oh,
tattoos.
Like guys that look like goth?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I haven't liked a guy that like looked goth in a long time, but tattoos are always a plus. I've always liked tattoos.
Yeah, it's like
but not goth. Like, I don't do like the
not anymore.
Swoopy black hair anymore, no. I don't do that even personally anymore.
You know what I was thinking about today randomly? When I thought of you, I was like, would goth people like have sex to you? Like, what type of music? Like, just August Burns Red?
No, Nine Inch Nails.
That's what you have sex to?
I don't know. That's what I don't know.
Like, what do you throw on to just bang? Like, Blink 182? Like, what's romantic in goth world?
Like, Manson and Nine Inch Nails. There's like sexy music in there.
Which Manson song? What? I feel like doing drugs when I listen to Manson.
Perfect. Maybe you're doing both.
I was just thinking of like, what do you guys put on? Like, I was like, what's the most romantic goth song?
I've
got my wrist in black and my eyes.
It's kind of hot, man. I don't know what to say. Like, blondes or brunettes?
I never really had a preference.
Never.
No. Like,
Taylor?
Blonde.
So rude. I'm sitting right here.
I think, well, because it's like I was raised like primarily like Latina, so it's like you got a lot of black hair, and like black hair is beautiful, brunette's beautiful, but it's like
you don't prefer one.
No, not at all.
Really?
No. Well, you know who I...
Okay, if you put two girls in a room, one of them was platinum blonde and the other one was dark-haired brunette Mexican girl, platinum blonde white girl, you don't have a preference.
No, truly.
If you had to pick.
Well, it doesn't mean that I prefer one
Bro,
over the
other.
Bro,
don't be a pick me.
No, I'm not being a pick me.
Taylor answered honestly.
Blondes would be new to me. So it's like, if I'm just sleeping with this person, I haven't had a lot of blondes. So it's like, I would be like, oh, blonde. But I love black hair, too. You know I love black hair.
So is that your preference?
No, I think that's what... There's no
you
like...
You don't have physical features as a preference?
Eyes, teeth...
colored like, eyes. Favorite color eyes.
It's like shape for me. Like I love like eye shape. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. What's your favorite... What's your favorite attribute about a woman?
Oh, man. Like if I can find a girl with like doughy eyes or like... There's two that I really like. So like the doughy, like, you know what I mean? Like... innocent girl eyes and then like the super seductive eyes. So I like the extremes on both sides of the spectrum.
Colors?
No, I never, I mean like, yeah, like a girl with like light colored eyes is obviously pretty, but like if somebody has brown eyes, I don't really care. Does that make sense? Like pretty to me is like your face just as a whole. Like I'm not looking at little
details. I'm losing
details.
Here for two. Blondes, light eyes, I'm fucked.
No, like
I'm just kidding.
I haven't had a lot of blondes. What about you? What are you like dark features, right?
My favorite part about a guy's face is their nose.
See? Okay, that's strange.
I like big noses.
Okay, but...
I like them to be, like, big and pointy, straight noses.
But that's super specific. Like, yeah. For me, I love lips.
If someone doesn't have it, it's not a deal breaker, but I do like that.
There you go. So it's not a deal breaker. Like, you wouldn't see a guy... Like, if you thought every other attribute was good, you'd probably forget about the nose. You wouldn't be like, wish I had that. That's how I feel about blondes and brunettes. Like, I don't really care. Because you could change hair color. You could put on a fucking wig. But if you're pretty, like if your face is just pretty, I think that's solid.
Solid.
Yeah. But anyway, you wanted to dive into icks today. What did you want to talk about with icks, though?
I just wanted to know what a man's icks are. Because like you said bad breath and...
Don't be an asshole.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah, that's pretty much... I mean, for dudes, it's like... But here's the thing, though. That's me. Because I've heard a lot of guys that have a lot of fucking icks.
Can I hear some of them?
Oh, man, like, oh, if a girl works at, like, so, like, some guys are really specific about the jobs. Like, I would never date a flight attendant or a steward, like, right? Or I would never date a nurse. I would never date a girl that worked at, like, fucking Hooters. I would never, like, shit, like, if she ever did OF or if she has, like, sexy pictures online, like, it's, like, no go. But they still do it, which is stupid. Like, if I really didn't like somebody, like, I'm not going to go fuck somebody. I don't like your personality.
Yeah.
Like... But them, it's like they'll shit on all these girls, but then they'll still go hook up with the girls, which to me doesn't make sense.
Well, it does because it means they're not taking them seriously, you know?
Yeah, but at the same time, what does that say about you? So it's like you're willing to sleep with the people that are just, you're not technically not attracted to. I feel like those people cheat.
Guys don't really care. There okay. I know you hate the Whatever podcast, but I watch their clips all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that there are women incels?
Yeah. I mean, yes, kind of. I feel like some standards for everybody are you set it a little bit too high, right? And you can't tell anybody to change their standards, but...
Well, incel is someone that, like, cannot get a partner.
So you're thinking, like, I'm just going to wait for this, and unless
but
it's
like,
this,
but, like, no matter what, like, it doesn't matter who it is, they just can't get a partner.
You got to be really trying hard as a chick to not have anybody want to sleep with you. Like, it takes some work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, girl, I mean, it's just, like, common knowledge.
So basically, no.
I mean, there's outliers out there, but, yeah, for the most part, I would say no.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. That just came up on my feed today, and it was just a random thought.
That's what's shitty about those podcasts, because it's like sometimes
But
sometimes they make good points, and then other times it's like, okay, it's just like talking in circles, right?
Yeah, there's some bad That podcast, it's rage bait, like we've said.
Well, again, it's like these dudes, it's like if I had a fucking binder of all the things I was going to ask you and my counter arguments for everything that you're going to say, I'm putting you in a corner. I know you're what you're probably going to say, yeah, and I'll just counter it. It's like you're putting these two dudes that are assholes just up against girls that like, hey, you want to come get clout? It's the fresh and fit one too.
Yeah.
But like what's an ick? Okay, so I want to talk about icks too. So what is a detrimental ick, right? And then what's something where it's like, ah, oh, I just didn't like that. Like at what point? Because like here's the thing. I feel like when girls say it, it's like it's all detrimental. And like dudes, you might just be like, ah, oh, not too fond of that.
I feel like the icks change so much as you get older. Like I said, my icks when in my 20s are so different than my icks in my 30s. Like mm-hmm. in my 20s, I probably had a much wider range of things that I wouldn't accept. But now that I'm older and I'm more like, you're not drinking.
I'm trying not to drink. But anyway, now that you're older.
Yeah, now that I'm older, I just like, there's less that bothers me, but different things that bother me. I don't like when you're incapable of making a decision. Mm.
Why?
It doesn't show like confidence and power. Right. Like I feel like when a man is like, hey, I made a reservation here, we're going to go here, I'm going to show you a nice time, versus like, what do you want to do? I feel like that's two different types of men to me. And I know a lot of people don't think that way, but I think maybe because I'm used to dating older, the older men that I've experienced are really capable of doing that. It's just kind of a turnoff, you know? I don't know. What's the point of that? Are you just trying to be chill, or are you just acting like you don't care?
Well, you also have to, like, it's not as easy as just like, I'm telling you what to do, right? So there's like, you want to make sure it's the right plan. Like, I'm always a fan of like the, show me some, like, take me to somewhere I've never been, but not a place I would never want to go, right? Don't take me somewhere I would fucking hate. So it's like, I have to, to a degree, I have to know what you like, right? Which comes from conversation.
Sure.
So you have to gather rapport on that. So if I'm making a date plan, I have to know like, oh, they like this. Or I know she would like this, right?
Yeah.
Like, I really think she would like this. If we bring you somewhere you fucking hate, you'll be like, oh, that place sucked.
Yeah.
So you don't want that either. But then at the same time, you got to be wary of like, okay, I think a lot of girls will watch out for this. It's like, are you just telling me what to do? Like nothing of what I say matters to you.
Yeah.
It's your plan always. So there's like a middle ground, right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes when we ask you what you want to do, it's not because we're incapable of making a decision. Sometimes we just want to know what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like it's not like, well, I want to go on a date, but I don't know where to take you. Like that's not confident. But yeah, it's like, oh, what sounds good? Do you want Italian? Like,
if you're giving options, that's different though.
Like options is usually a good way to go.
Options is a good way to go for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like, but other than that, like icks, someone that talks about their ex way too much on the first date, that's a huge red flag and a weird thing.
Yeah, that is weird.
It is weird. And that's happened to me before. If another big red flag and an ick is like the first time we hang out, the first time we have a deep conversation, they talk about how crazy their ex is and how toxic their ex is.
It's a two-way street.
It's just like any negativity on the first date, or if you're just talking badly or just there's any negative energy, I've learned that that's a red flag.
Does that happen a lot with guys?
Yeah, like it does. It does. And when I was younger, I feel like it was a way to like manipulate the new girl that you're with, you know, like, oh, I've just had it so hard. And like, woe is me. I'm just looking for the right woman. And then you'll find that pick me girl that's like, oh, I feel so bad for him. It works on some girls.
Oh, yeah.
But now as I'm older and I've fallen for that, now I'm like, if you go on a date with me and you tell me that your ex is crazy, and that you've just had such a hard dating life because you're such a good guy, that's a big red flag to me. That doesn't make me feel bad for you. That just makes me realize I don't trust you if this is the way you talk to someone on the first date.
Well, it's like I did a video about this and it was like, don't invite somebody over to fix you. Like I use the analogy of like, don't invite somebody to your house and expect them to clean your house. Clean your fucking house.
Yeah,
like I'll help you if you need it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm there for you, but I'm not there to just pick up messes you made.
Yeah.
You got to fix your shit.
Yeah. That is a big red flag when they just talk badly about people. To me, it's a green flag when they're like, now I've dated guys that like have kids, you know? So like I went on a date with this guy recently who has a kid with his ex, and he only had really nice things to say about his baby mama. And he's like, it's all about the kid. That's a green flag to me. I don't want to be with someone that hates their ex, you know? Like, I'm cool if you're friends with your ex, you know? Like, that just shows maturity to me. It doesn't show like... And if any girl's not okay with that, that's a really insecure girl.
Yeah.
You know? So, and how things have changed. Maybe in my 20s, I would have thought the opposite. But now I'm like, I think it's cool that you don't talk badly about your ex.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know?
Do you ever think, and this might, I'm just throwing it out there, but do you ever think people use their kids to attract, like dudes especially? I think this is a dude thing. But
to again, attract women?
Yeah.
I don't, I mean, like,
do you ever think it's used?
I think it's used for sure.
I think it's just the kids. Because I remember, I mean, again, back in my, like, I don't know, you'd find like a cousin that I saw maybe once or twice a year, but I would be like, she's so small and cute, this will get likes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to look so wholesome.
Wow.
So I'm like, I wonder if people do that with their kids.
I mean.
It's like, look at how good of a dad I'm a daddy.
Yeah. I think people do that.
But you love your kid. I get it. Like, I just, yeah. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, I know that shit works. Because I know that women, like, you know what I mean? You're
yeah, it just shows, like, oh, my God, he'll be a good dad one day.
Well, he already is a good dad.
Yeah.
Responsible.
Yeah.
Do you judge based on Instagram?
No.
No? Really?
No, not at all. When I was younger, I did. But
not
now,
looks-wise. I'm talking about, like...
Like, if they have followers or not?
No. Not like that. Like, what they post, right? Like, so... I don't judge, but I feel like I get a good idea of who you are if this is what you're trying to portray, in a sense.
Yeah, of course. Your Instagram is like an advertisement of who you are.
Yeah, but do you, like, not judge it? I don't want to say judge, but do you look at it and, like, be like, oh, he's this person? Like, okay.
Well, yeah, you could tell. The last guy that I went on a date with has a regular job, and he's not on Instagram, and he just posts him and his kid, and I think that's cute. I like that. It's just a reflection of your lifestyle. I feel like that might deter certain normal men away from me.
You don't post like weird, right? Like you don't post like, I've never seen you post like an ass shot. You have like artsy that are like
from the past, like a little bit.
Yeah, but it's artsy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like if I saw a girl that did like a straight up woman, but if I saw a woman that did like a straight up, it sounds so weird. But if she did a photo shoot, right? Like there's paint and there's cool lighting.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this was made in art. I'm like, I could respect that to where it's like, not that I would be mad at it, but if it's like, we talked about thirst traps before, but if like that's all I see, I'm like, fuck. Because it's like you're posting
well,
it.
Yeah, and then you can imagine what the DMs are like or whatever.
That's a hard one too.
Yeah.
And it's like, ah, fuck, how many people are also in here?
Yeah, you want to date a baddie.
I mean, I don't mind that. Like, it's not even like, that's where it gets hard because it's like thirst trap versus just you are hot.
Yeah.
Fucking shit happens.
But those, yeah, that's X. I mean, also like bad breath. Or body odor. See, like that's been a deal breaker.
Absolutely.
If hygiene, cleanliness, the way somebody keeps their house, like yeah. if they invite me over for the first time and it's like a fucked up situation, I'm like, oh bro, no. Like, I'm not saying you have to be like a girl, like girls and guys live differently, but yeah. Like, yeah, there's definite deal breakers in that situation.
Odors.
The
crazy.
Way someone keeps their car.
Oh fuck.
You know?
Yeah. I'm in my car alone. I live out of that fucking thing. My truck.
Yeah, but it's different between like living out of like having things in your car and then having like 10 empty water bottles in the floor of like the passenger seat.
Yeah,
you know?
That makes sense.
It's
you can
like
just push that shit to the back. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like you just keep trash in your car. Like
what's funny about this conversation is like when you hear normal podcasts talk about icks, right? It's like this long list. And then when you really try to think about things that actually turn you off, you're like, oh shit, there's not that many.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I think for girls it's like controlling. Like when you break it down really, I don't think a lot of people have crazy icks. Like have you seen the list guy?
But I think when you say icks, I feel like an ick is something small that might not be.
Yeah, but some people take it really serious.
I know.
Have you seen the list guy on TikTok?
No.
Where it's like he goes interviews girls on the street and they're like, "What's a big ick?" It's like when a guy celebrates his birthday.
Wait,
and then he has this
we
list.
Should- Okay, I know it's dumb, but we should go downtown and like we should do it.
I don't go downtown normally.
I know, but to just like interview people, I think it would be funny.
Only if we could set up like a booth. I don't want to walk around. Chasing drunk people down. I mean, we could do it together because as a dude, if
Let's
you're just chasing
it.
Drunk people down, it looks weird.
Let's do it. That'd be fun. Okay. Patreon.
So those are the icks. That's it. See? It's not even that bad.
Oh no, my timer.
Oh, Lord.
Are you timing it, Taylor? Wait, no, I'm timing it.
I'm timing you, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what topics?
Liking two people at once. Is it wrong? Or
is it
more than, like, let's say two, three. Let's say if you like people. Is it wrong to like people?
What do you mean?
Okay. That doesn't sound bad on paper. But what if you like one person, and then you like another person, and you like a third person, whatever, however many amount it is. Usually, I'm assuming people don't have more than two or three. That's a problem if you do.
So liking multiple people at once.
Yeah.
That sounds like roster.
No. You're not sleeping with them. Let's just say you're not sleeping with them. Let's just say you like them.
Okay, I think that's normal, especially these days if you're like actively dating and you're on apps. Like, there's a good chance a lot of people are talking to multiple people at a time if that's like where you're at in life.
Yeah.
But I don't know. For me, I've never liked two people equally, like, because everyone's that's so different.
Remember when we talked about roster rankings?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so there's always one person that's in the lead for sure.
But is that fucked up?
Is it?
Because how do you say that? It's not me.
I don't think so. If you're not, if you're single, I don't think that that's wrong. I just think that you have options and you're just trying to figure it out. And then once you solidify it with whichever person you choose, then the other ones go away.
Yeah.
It's a process of elimination.
But okay. So let me ask you this. What's the proper way to tell the other people it didn't work out? Or do you just ghost?
Oh, I would never ghost. I would just be honest.
Somebody else?
Yeah. I think ghosting's wrong. Look at what I'm going through right now.
I agree with you. I think with me, what's shitty is like when I like people, right? Like I put a lot of energy.
Oh, it's on the floor.
This woman's all over the place.
Sorry, hold on 1 second. Okay. Let me get my lip gloss. How did it fall?
It's that tea.
Yeah.
It's that kava tea.
Yeah, that special tea.
Oh. Yeah, but like, okay, like I think when I like somebody, I don't know if you're the same way, but when I like somebody, and it's a fucked up attribute that I have, but I like you. I'm mm-hmm. like, I want to talk to you, and I want to, like, I get, not weird, but it's like, I'm interested. So mm-hmm. it's like, I don't talk to a lot of people, so when you find somebody you like, you start talking a lot more, right?
Yeah.
And then I feel like, oh shit, did I put too much energy into that thing? Or did I put too much energy into this thing? And like, when you like, what's shitty is like, when you like multiple people or you're talking to multiple people, right? Like, there's one girl that I know. She's awesome. She's from Alabama. But I liked her. Like, she was great, like, to hang out with and everything. And I know she goes on dates. And it never bugged me, but I'm like, I don't know why I think so much of it on the other end of, like, I don't go on dates like that, but, like, if I talk to somebody in my head, I'm like, this is fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel that way. You don't feel that way?
If someone I like is going on dates?
Yeah, but, like,
like, I mean, okay. She lives in Alabama.
No. She lives in Florida.
Oh.
What I'm saying.
What?
She's from the Bama.
From Alabama.
From there.
Lives in Miami.
No, doesn't live in Miami. Lives in Tampa.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, okay, so you enjoy conversations and you enjoy this person's mm-hmm. energy and you, like, you've opened up to this person. But then if you like this other person and you talk to this other person too, like, is it fucked up that you're talking to people? Like,
no, I think that's normal dating.
I feel like such a dick
then
when I do it.
Then don't do it.
I don't. I try not to talk to any fucking buddy now. Because I get so, like, because it's like, I get weird because if I like somebody, like I said, like, my interest is there. And I'm opening up. Like, I like to open up. Like, I like to know that I have that fucking freedom to open up. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay, well, what if this doesn't work out? Or what if, you know, what if there's another person? Or how does that even fucking end? Because then I feel like a complete asshole.
I think that's your own guilt. And I feel like maybe you like them, so you're feeling bad about it. But until you have a conversation discussing, like, what y'all are, like, you can do whatever you want. And you can keep it as private as you want, unless you guys have an agreement otherwise. Because that's kind of just what dating is. Like, any guy that I've gone on dates with or multiple dates, I don't assume that they're not talking to other people unless we have that conversation.
Yeah.
You know? And once that conversation is had, then it's different. But if you haven't had that conversation, you shouldn't feel bad. I think that's just normal. It's like I said, I feel like dating lately is a process of elimination. We have dating apps. There's social media. It's just, yeah, it's a lot. We have way too much access to people.
But what's,
you know,
what's crazy for me is this is why it gets scary.
Why did I do that?
I don't know. You're all over. We need to get you some Ritalin.
I know. You've been saying that.
Yeah. You need it.
I think I do.
But okay. Do you talk to everybody? You don't talk to everybody.
No.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like if you have, I hate calling it a fucking roster because it's not a roster, but if you have one person you're talking to, but you like three people and you're technically not talking, what phase is that? You just like somebody?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
I think it's different when you start sleeping with them. So my other question. Do you think sleeping with someone on the first date fucks anything up, or does it give a man a certain perspective of you if the girl gives it up on the first date?
I always say if you sleep with a dude on the first date and he judges you for that on something that he partook in, right? He wanted to do it as well. You didn't fucking hold a G-U-N to his head. Fucking TikTok, man. But you didn't force him to do it. So you did it, meaning the guy.
Yeah.
And you're going to judge the person that slept with you on the first date just because the chemistry was there.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, but okay. Just,
why have I never thought of it like that?
But think of it like this. You just nip that bud really quick. Because that means that person was just an asshole.
Okay. That's very validating and good to know.
I did a video on that too. I was like, dude, you want to see how a guy really is on a first date? Jerk him off in the car. Have him walk in there post-nut clarity. You're going to see his full personality. Does he want to be on that date? It's a joke. I'm joking. But realistically, like sleep with, like if you... I'm not telling people to do this. Don't take this as advice. But if you slept with a dude pre-date or just jerked him off and he finished, oh, dude, that post-nut clarity date's going to go way different.
Like, hey, so I do this thing before every day.
I'm going to need you to take your pants off real fast.
We're going to need to go to the car real quick.
It's like, I just want to know the real you.
Yeah. Oh, we're good? Okay.
I'm serious.
Though. Yeah.
Like, dude, like
so I do this thing.
Pre-sleeping with a girl, like if you really like a girl, you're going to pay a lot of attention. Like you're going to really take things into consideration, but you can also fake that.
Well, you know what? Like I've done it before and with my ex of 5 years or whatever, four
Jerked
years.
Jerked him off before the date?
No, No. We slept like, together awesome. On the first date and that didn't change anything.
Yeah.
You know, but then I've like slept with people on their first date before and then it was like, well, you fucked up because you fucked him on the first date. And I'm like, I think you're right.
If you did it too, like, just
but
don't.
I do think for just your own sanity for women, I feel like don't do it, girls. I feel like just get to know someone first. Now that I'm older, I'm trying to think like that more.
Yeah, but then you're ruining it because, like, again, like, so if you fuck people that you didn't really like and the guy that you really like always gets fucked. Like, think about it. It's like, if you like him, do it. If you two like each other, do it. But again, like if you sleep with somebody on the first date and they become a dick, that just shows you what the timeline would have looked like. Because that means
true. Every
little thing you do is going to get judged. Like you were there too, brother. Like, you know what I mean? You were fucking, you were doing the fucking.
Whoa.
If you really didn't want to do that, if that was something really big to you, I'd be like, I just want to wait. I want to get to know you because this is a big deal for me. Nope. You went ahead, took your pants off and fucking ejaculated. Like, you know what I'm saying? You did it too.
Ejaculated.
I try to say weird words for TikTok and now it's becoming a fucking thing in my
daily life. I
like
it. Yeah. I like it. That's how I talk normally.
But yeah, fuck I don't know. Those dudes are fucking weird.
Okay.
In my opinion.
I love that perspective because I've wondered about that for quite some time. And like, I think girls will even think like, oh, did I fuck this up because I did that night or whatever. No, I feel like if it wasn't going to work, it wasn't going to work.
Those kind of people, men and women, it could be, you're looking for an excuse. You have an avoidant attachment style. You're looking for any reason to not like the person, right? You're looking for anything. And if that's you, cool. Then you're going to fuck yourself over, right? Like you're going to hold everybody up to these standards, but partake in the shit you don't like as well, but just hope somebody just stays the straight and narrow path. Like,
yeah.
Nah.
Do you believe in manifesting?
What do you believe in it though? Because I believe in one way and I don't believe in the most common way everybody else does.
From what I've read and heard, it's just like looking at the things that you want in life and acting like you already have them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, but some people take it as like, it's just going to come to me. And I'm like, I appreciate that outlook, but I think for me, the way that I look at manifestation is like, that's my goal and my fucking blinders are on. Right. Yeah. There's no distraction. We're getting here. Right. Like I tell myself every day, I'm like, I'm going to make enough money to be free. Right.
Yeah.
I say that. I'm like, I'm going to have this house. I'm going to have this. Like even like the person, I'm like, I'm going to have this wife. I'm going to have all this shit or whatever it may be. But it's like, that's what I want. Until then, everything else is a distraction. Not in a bad way. There's good distractions too.
Yeah.
But I can't, you know what I mean? I can't be out fucking drinking, partying. Cause I feel like I'm losing that goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe in it. And like, if you focus on something enough.
Like, you have to work.
Yeah,
you can't
exactly.
just like, I want this and it's going to fall in your lap.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, some people believe in it because it's like, I don't want the proximity to it. I want it.
Yeah.
Some people are just cool with it looking cool.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Why do you bring up manifestation?
Well, I was just thinking of like the last conversation made my brain think of like when things are meant to be, it'll be no matter what you did. And then I was like, man, I know girls that like, tried so hard to manifest their boyfriends. And like, I knew one girl that was so obsessed with a guy that she made a vision board of like what she wanted their relationship to be. And he like wouldn't commit to her. And her whole background was like a collage of them. And she had like a shrine at her house to manifest the relationship. Mm-hmm. And they're together now. But I don't know. It just seems like witchcraft or some shit.
It's not witchcraft, but also at the same time, it's like,
that's wild.
What are you willing to put up with? What's meant to be yours will always be yours. I had that realization with, like, again, like when you talk about people that you like, it's like, I can only try so hard. And then if I try and you make me feel stupid for trying, I'm like, maybe it just wasn't there then. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to feel like a weirdo for trying.
Yeah.
Or like giving it effort. If it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not.
I have ADD brain right now, and I was thinking of something else. Can
go
I ask
ahead.
You?
Yeah,
okay. Do you think it's weird if your long-term girlfriend becomes really close to your close guy friends?
No.
You think it's totally fine? Is there ever a boundary that's crossed with that?
Don't fuck them.
Well, yeah, but...
But here's the thing. The people in my life...
And then
right
when
now,
you guys break up, is it okay for your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend to be friends with with your guy friends?
I mean, like, what's the, like, I hope you guys aren't going out to eat and shit, but, like, I mean, it'd be fine. Like, not one-on-one.
It wouldn't bother you?
Here's the thing. What are we talking about?
All of my ex-best girlfriends are now friends with my ex.
Well, here's the thing. Like, what's the setting, right? Oh, well, yours is different. I mean, I'm not going to bring it up. We'll talk about that on Patreon shit, but it's like that life. I really think people are just intrigued by life.
Yeah.
A lot of people get mesmerized by the light. They're moths. People are moths. What are you doing over there?
I'm looking for my topics.
Oh, okay.
Shut up.
You could have just said that. Let the audience
you
know.
You asked me and I was saying it.
Oh, well, yeah, I asked, yeah.
This is a good one. Maybe you haven't because you're a guy, but have you ever stalked a partner's ex?
No,
like,
that
have
would
you ever?
Me.
Oh, you've never like been obsessed with your partner's ex?
No, I don't even want to know.
Never?
Nope.
Oh my God, I'm
don't
crazy.
Even tell me.
I've had exes, most recent exes, and I'll just like make a finsta and just follow everything that they do.
That would fuck.
And I'm like, well, compare myself to them. I'll be like, what did they have that was so good that he wanted? You know?
No.
No?
Not for me.
That never?
You know how many athletes and fucking rappers and I probably already follow some of them.
Oh.
Like on accident because they're fucking known people. That's a bummer. That's why my only thing is like, listen, I don't want to know who it is, but just tell me which games not to watch or who not to cheer on. I told you this story, right?
Yeah.
The girl that hooked up with Drake, I was like, just make sure I'm not bumping any of the music that, you know, the guy that you fucked. Drake song came on. She went, turn that radio right the fuck down. I was like, damn it.
Man, I just wouldn't say anything.
No, I appreciate the honesty. Like, I really do. Like, I there's levels to it. I'll never ask a girl a question that I don't need the answer to, but just tell me this. I need to know that part because I don't want to fucking be rooting your ex on.
Why?
What? Dude, you go date a rapper or, like, if you had to deal with a rapper or a fucking, like, ain't nobody, like, there's nobody talking about, like, if your ex dated, like, fucking, you have that, too.
Yeah.
And I'll let you tell that. Fuck, we have so many stories that have to be on Patreon for you.
Yeah, I have exes that were married to very famous people.
You don't know what it's, like, as a guy, it
and
sucks, because you're
it,
like.
It was hard at first. I remember, like, you know, my last ex, you know, was married to very beautiful, famous model, TV star. And at first, I was super intimidated. I was freaking like, dang, bro. I can't compete with that, you know? But then, like, as I got to know her and stuff, now I fucking love her. I think she's amazing. And I'm, like, hyping her up now. Like, she's the only person I still talk to from that time in my life. And I'm just, like, stoked for her, you know? I feel like getting over that kind of thing and getting over insecurity, I feel like is like a whole other kind of freedom, you know? Like, I don't know, man.
You want, but here's the difference.
Like, if
guys.
I found out, like, a guy, like, now at this point, I'm so used to it, you know, and my ex prior to my most recent ex was married to Carmen Electra, you know, and I was like, okay, sick. And he's like, yeah, we're still friends. I'm like, dope. Fuck yeah.
But here's the thing.
I don't know.
Here's the thing, though. Once you get to that level and that status, like as a woman, like it's cool because you're looking for, you're top of the top with dudes, right? And so it's like, I want somebody, you know, who can lead me and like, I, like not take care of me, but in a sense of like, you're doing well, like you're established, you're good, right? You want women like, you know, I hate the word alpha, but you get what I'm saying,
yeah,
right? So when you have to be like, not that, like, the girl that I like, she was like, yeah, like fucking so-and-so on this team. And I was like, nah, she didn't brag about it. Like it wasn't like, but I just asked. And it was like, God. And then like, it seems like every time I watch sports after that, it was like, he's 6'5", 8-inch penis. Fuck. I was like, oh shit. And so I started jogging.
Wait, she told you that?
No. I'm saying it sounds like they're saying that on fucking.
Oh, that's different.
It was funny. It's like, did you see Jerry Jones? Yeah, I know you don't want sports, but Jerry Jones.
I don't even know who that is.
The owner of the Dallas Cowboys, right? So one of the people she was with on the Dallas Cowboys, I never wanted to know, right? I don't need to know that, but I'm like, fuck. I like their fucking attire. I know, I'm not.
Just like it.
I mean, I bought the hat.
Yeah, fuck it.
You're buying.
Dude, I swear to God, if you just embrace it, it's like freedom.
Oh, I just stopped.
Be like, bro, you fucked him. That's sick. No. You're sick, bro.
It's never. No, it's,
I love his music. That's dope. We're sharing the same pussy.
No.
What? Like, be stoked. Change your mindset, man. I'm going to write a book.
No. I'm going to write a tell-all.
Yeah.
I'm tunnel buddies with.
Yeah.
No.
I love that guy.
I'm never jealous of a sexual thing. I think I've told you that. But it's like, it's not
fucking
sex.
Turn up the Drake.
It's lifestyle. That's what
bums
me out.
Be like, bro. Be like, we have access to the same pussy. Fuck. I'm basically him now. Like, I'm basically as cool as Drake. Just like, just switch your mindset, man. I love when my exes have like hot famous exes. I'm like,
it's
I'm cool.
It's not the sex. It's
I was also selected.
It's not.
You know?
I get, though, that's one way I try to look at it.
Yeah, try thinking about it like that,
no,
man.
I do.
Positive,
yeah,
bro.
Like,
turn up the music. Be like, yo, if you fucked him, turn it up. Just says I'm sick.
Yo, get me a jersey.
Yeah.
Can we go to a game?
I'll fuck you with his jersey on, bro. Hell yeah. Embrace that shit.
It's not the person. Like, that doesn't bug. Like,
don't,
I'm never jealous
be
of
a
sex.
Pussy, man.
I'm not jealous of sexual
don't be
past.
A pussy.
It's life, right? I want to do all the things for you. Like, I want to do that. You know what I mean?
Well, you can.
Not yet. Like, there was like
you
story
can.
Where it's like
manifesting.
Well, yeah, but I
you
gotta.
You can.
I gotta get there.
You will.
She gave me the best. I gotta say. She's.
My tea is gone and I only brought one.
I don't know.
Damn it.
Anyway, no, I gotta tell you this backhanded compliment, but it was like sweet.
A
like
backhanded she, compliment?
Yeah, but she tried to tell me in a nice way, but it was the craziest thing, but she was like. You're going to laugh at this, too. She was like...
This is why men have mental health issues. This is why most men kill themselves. I'm just kidding.
Happy men's mental health.
Happy mental health, mother. You're telling me this shit. I'm like, man, now I know why.
No.
This is what girls tell you?
No, but this was the compliment.
Let's hear it.
Again, it came from a nice place. I think girls always try to come from a nice place when they give a compliment. But she's like, I've seen the top of the mountain. But she's like, sometimes you just want to come down and like start like, you know, on some nice flat land. And then it's like, so you
told, she said that analogy to you?
But it, like, okay, think
and
of the.
Said that you're the flatland.
I'm flatland. But it comes from.
I'm sorry.
I know. But you gotta understand.
I'm
it
really
came
sorry.
From,
are you okay?
I
do you want to talk after that?
I wanted to go rob a bank after that compliment. She's like, I didn't want to settle. Yeah. She's like, I didn't want to settle down at the Pinnacle. I just wanted to come back down here where the oxygen's easier.
I would just never leave my house again. Someone said that to me. Fuck.
It like hurt, but it felt so good. It's like, I see what you're trying to do. It just didn't work out. I was having this conversation and girls do it all the time. It's like, you don't understand. I love you. It's like, I had all these great experiences. I was talking to my friend.
You don't understand. I don't want a big dick.
They hurt.
You're perfect.
You've never heard the phrase four is fine? Husband. Meaning you're not fun at all. You could just go forever. Like, it's just there. It's nothing outstanding, but that's great. Who wants outstanding every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I know her heart was in the right place. That it was like the nicest. But then she's fucking autistic too. So she's like, she's very like Asperger's-y where she just like no filter.
Asperger.
You know who I'm talking about.
Asperger.
I like tried to open up one day. I was like, you know, like sometimes when you say shit like this, like, you know, it just like gets in the back of my head. And then she's like, life's tough. Get a helmet. I'm like,
oh,
I'm hard.
Oh. What's hard?
Life.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, like it's like I think women try to do these compliments that like you all
that aren't
like
really.
It'd be like if you put on a dress and you were like, doesn't this look great? And the guy was like, oh my God, I've seen a lot of people wear it really, really well, but it looks good. Like, ugh, you look great. You always look great.
If someone said that to me.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
It would be over.
Because like some girls would be like, I've lived a great life. I've done a lot of cool things. But like with you, it's great too. So it's like,
I've been ran through and now I want to settle down.
I don't think it's a rant. That's not the part that bugs me. It's the lifestyle. Because I'm like,
I got it out of my system. I'm all beat up. And now you'll accept me. It's a little messy down there now, but I'm really glad you accepted.
For everybody watching, I'm not agreeing with her. I'm just laughing.
This looks like a firecracker went off down there. That's fine.
I couldn't do him forever. That was huge. My cervix was just torn to shreds. He rearranged my guts like he had a fucking degree in interior design.
Oh my God,
design.
I hate that term.
Rearranged guts?
Okay, anyways.
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk about pooping on people for a whole fucking episode, but rearranging guts is where we draw the line?
Have you ever seen those poop pranks?
I'm not going into shit with you again, dude. No, we're not doing this again. This is not going to happen on episode 6.
Wait,
again.
These poop pranks that I always see, like on my FYP, like my algorithm's insane. And
you like poop.
These guys will like, as a prank, get like a big fake turd that's like this big, and they'll go into like the bowling alley, like bathroom.
I don't know why I laughed.
And they'll put it in the toilet like a torpedo. I swear to God. Shit is this big, and they put it in the toilet, film it, and then they have like a poop spray that smells like poop and spray it, and then they have a big ass whitey tidy underwear that they like put fake poop all over, hang it in the bathroom, and then they go get a staff.
My FYP is like all spiritual and like how to grow, and you're just people pranking people with shit.
The whole staff comes in. Well, the first staff guy comes in, sees the big old shit. It like smells of poop underwear. And then the first thing he says is,
go ahead, get it out. Get it out.
He sees the big shit. He just goes, get Jimmy.
I'm gonna let you finish.
And I commented on it. Who wakes up and thinks this is on the agenda today? Like, he really woke up and said, I'm gonna buy fake poop and put it in the bowling alley bathroom. And then go get the entire staff. and it's going to be a little hairy.
What happens when you got that in the mail? Like, I know you got that through Amazon. It's here. It finally came. Now we just.
I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up thinking about it.
Now we just need a location.
The local bowling alley.
Did they show Jimmy? Did you see Jimmy?
The whole crew came in.
We're a fucking dating podcast, Lex. What are you talking about?
My For You page is unhinged.
What's funny is like, I just want to point this out. For any guys.
Wait, and then at the end. They all come look at it, and then the guy just comes in and pulls his shit out of the toilet with his bare hand and starts walking it around the bowling alley. He's like, hey, what do you guys think of this? And people are like, oh my God.
It's Jimmy. I just want to fucking segue. This is a great segue. For any guys that watch this show that thinks Lex is pretty, just understand you don't have to be the coolest person to talk to girls. You can talk about shit all day long. They love it.
I'll fall in love.
Bring up poop with Lex.
I followed the guy that did that prank and sent him a DM. I said, you're my type.
Can you give me
Tell
Jimmy
me when him? The next prank is, I'll be there. Holy fuck. I watched it like 1,000 times. You've never seen those pranks?
Bro, my whole FYP is like how to be a better person. And you're like, look at this log.
Look at this fake shit I'm going to put in the bowling alley bathroom. I'm like, oh my God, I'm locked in.
I'm out here following Deepak Chopra.
No.
I'm like,
fuck that content. Where's the shit gone?
Meditate properly. You're like, yo, look at the shit this guy took. Oh, I wanted to
they're
say.
They're like, you guys got to see this. And all the men come in and they're like, oh my God.
I want to talk about something that's controversial to end it, this podcast. Wait, it's not going to be about
poop. How much time
do
we have?
We got time. Do we have time?
Yeah.
What are we at? 3 minutes left.
I want to talk about one thing before we get it. Okay.
My stomach hurts.
Thick versus fat. This is a controversial topic.
Oh, don't make me. On women?
On anybody. Like if guys are like, I'm a thick boy, but you're fat. Let's use boys because it sounds better. We can shit on all, men can get shit on all day and nobody.
I've dated thick boys. I think thick is like dad bod.
Yeah, I don't trust what girls think dad bod is. I know you. You have a good idea of dad bod.
Yeah.
People say Jason Momoa has a dad bod and I'm like, fuck you.
No.
That dude's worked
no,
years.
No, dad bod's like, dad bod. I don't really work out. I got like a little belly, but not like a belly.
Yeah.
I feel like squishy.
Squishy.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
I think
that's my type.
I always get a phrase and I don't know how to answer it, but I figure I'm just going to be honest about it, right?
I don't like abs. In case anyone wanted to know. Not down.
I've heard like a lot of girls say that, but I don't
know. I don't like the way it feels. I don't like cuddling with someone like that. I don't even think it's hot.
Do you think it's like a dedication thing though? Like you could just be like,
I think that's good for you. But I also like, I hate when I go out with someone and they're like, I can't drink that or eat that because fitness. I'm like, ugh.
I admire like.
Suck my wiener, bro.
If you have dedication, I get it. Like I understand. Like, cause that
like
means
I
you're
get
routine
it,
based.
But you're meant for someone else. Like I go to the gym. Like I care about like my fitness and my health. I don't want to be overweight. But
that's what I was talking
but
about.
But I also don't give a fuck about having abs, you know? Like, I want a flat stomach, but, like, I don't need to be a rock-hard fucking person.
I think it's different for women, though. Like, women you can get... I think women are supposed to be soft, and, like, the common notion
no,
is
No, I think
men
some
are,
men,
like,
the women that are, like, shredded.
Yeah, I mean, because it's, like...
I think it's a lifestyle choice.
Yeah,
a
lifestyle,
I don't think any,
for sure.
I don't think anything is wrong with it. I think just as any... Like, a man could... talk to me and be like, I want a girl that like has abs and fucking like takes her health and fitness really, really, really seriously. But cool. But there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I also just prefer someone that I need balance in my life. Like I definitely like to go to the gym during the week and on the weekends I like to have fun and I like to like eat what I want, but in moderation. I just feel like it's all about moderation for me personally. Some people are really, really ultra dedicated to their fitness, health, and lifestyle, and I think that's awesome. And I respect people that do that. It's just not like my jam.
I think for me, it's like, so like me, it's like, I want to be healthier. So I've like been on a, like a health kick, but it's like, I don't need to be like this fucking perfect. You know what I mean? Like when I did steroids, I thought that like, I was like, fuck, taking Tren, fucking Anavar, fucking test. And it was like, I didn't even look great, but I like, you know what I mean? Like I looked better. Muscles were bigger. Everything was cool. And I thought that was the way, but I think now I just want to be healthy. But what I'm saying is like, so for thick, right?
Checking time.
Like. When people say thick, and I feel like it's a hard question to answer because, you know, I'll get a lot of DMs that say, like, do you like thick girls? And I'm like, I do. But, like, are you thick? Like, there's thick fit. Like, have you seen the girls that are thick?
Yeah, I
like,
think I know what thick fit. Is.
Yeah, like, I think for me, it's not, like, I think girls take it as, like, a weight thing, and it's not.
It's a body type. Some girls are just built thicker. And that's different. If you're wearing your weight the way that your body is supposed to be, I feel like that is a lot different than someone who clearly has like unnecessary weight on them. Yeah. I feel like that's totally different.
Like I never gave a shit about cellulite. You know what I mean? Like some girls just have it. You have thick thighs. You know what I mean? You were built that way. That was your build and you can't do anything about it. But if you're just letting yourself go is a real thing. And I think like you can't claim thick just means like you're a bigger yeah. gal. And I think those girls, like if you're thicker, I like the little stomach thing. Mm-hmm. Like when girls have that little pouch. Like I think it's cute on girls. Like not like but like belly, like if you're and it's just such a weird question to answer because I think the main thing is you're not caring about yourself to a degree, but thick is like you care about yourself. You don't need to go to the gym every day. You don't need to be a gym person, but like you're just you know. Care. Yeah, you eat where you eat right, you look shapely, like shit like that is absolutely fine. Yeah. But I wanted to hear your opinion on it.
Oh, I feel the same. Yeah. I mean, like I think there's certain women that can wear their weight better than other women. I feel like some body types are meant to be thicker. Like for me, like if I put on an extra 10 pounds, it doesn't look great on me. I don't gain it in the right places, so I have to be under a certain weight. For other women, they'll gain it in different places. It's all depends on the person. But I feel like it just comes down to like, was your body meant for that or not? Like I know girls that are like 160 pounds and they look fucking beautiful and like slim.
Oh,
you know, and
that's the opposite side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, you don't need this giant ass. You don't need this giant chest. You don't need those. Yeah. Like some girls are just like voluptuous as fuck and they have the ass and the breast, but I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think a lot of dudes give a shit. Like, unless if you're taking care of yourself and like, again, not in the gym every day, but just you go on hikes, you go outside, you walk, you're fucking able bodied. Yep. Like you do shit. Like you're
active and you eat. You have
semi-clean,
just,
right? Yeah. You know what I mean? You live like a fucking normal lifestyle. I think that's good. Like, you see the BBLs on these girls that are like 130 pounds, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, no.
Why'd you do that? Your body was fucking, you look great. And I was like, I just wondered what that was. I just wanted to end on that question.
Yeah. I mean, we can get more into that on the next one, but time is up.
Well, fuck. All right. Well, we talked about poop again for another 10 minutes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Really quick, though, I did want to say we are going to be recording an episode for Patreon only. We will be launching that soon. We don't have a date yet, but we are going to have a Patreon episode, subscription clips, all the things, live specifically for subscribers. So we're working on that. So that's a fun announcement for us.
We can finally drop all your names.
Yeah. We'll get real deep in that shit.
I was the only one talking about my shit for a minute, but now it's your turn. Yeah.
Here we go.
Hers is fine.
But thanks for listening, and we will
see you next
stay
time.
Stay toxic. Bye.